Well, hello everyone. Thank you for attending our session entitled Microsoft Roadmap for Enterprise Social. It's definitely an exciting day, especially for all of you that attended the keynote and talk about this topic dear to our heart, which is enterprise social, and what are we doing in terms of roadmap on vision to help you get your job done. Juliette and I are both marketeers on the actually dedicated enterprise social team, and today we're going to walk you through a set of topics. First, we're going to talk about this concept of working like a network. Now, you might have seen the video during the keynote that illustrates this notion that the world on the outside is organized in a different set of network, and you as a company need to bring that concept on the inside to help adapt on being agile. Think of this section as really the why enterprise social is so important. Why it will bring value to your organization and enable you to compete in this fierce, fast-moving world. We'll then switch gear and really spend the meat of this presentation talking about new experiences. And what I mean by that, you'll see we've got three sections. We'll actually be spending about 30 minutes of doing product demonstration. Now, to set expectations, I know hopefully all of you attended the keynote this morning, and what we'll do is we'll repeat some of those demos, but we'll give you a lot more color on the why we did certain features and the way it works. After that new experiences, which is all the stuff we're working on, then I'll switch gear a little bit and I'll talk about this notion of journey. What do we mean by that? Well, while the technology, we're definitely moving the needle and we're investing into a lot of technologies and use cases to help you get work done. At the end of the day, there's a huge cultural change associated with an enterprise social journey. It doesn't happen overnight to change the way to working in the open. And we actually have a lot of assets available to help you get started. We got white papers, we got customer success stories, we got methodologies, and we got guidance. And that's what I've spent during that journey section. In that last section of today's presentation, I'll talk about next steps. Again, we're covering a lot of ground today, and like I mentioned, we do have a lot of content available to help you on this journey. Not only we've got over 30 sessions that are related to this topic of enterprise social, Yammer, helping you transform, helping you adapt, but I also want to give you pointers to a lot of the assets, again, that we've got publicly available. For instance, we know that this space is going to be evolving very fast, especially on the roadmap. I want to make sure that you bookmark your favorite Office 365, your favorite Yammer blog, so you stay up to date and you don't discover thing in 18 months or 2 years or whenever is the next SharePoint conference. Now, before I start, I want to set expectations. This is, again, a 200-level sessions, and today we're introducing a lot of new concepts on things we've been working on. So we're not going to spend a lot of time, but definitely rest assured that we will have 300-level 400-level deeper dive as we get closer to bring those products to market. The other thing I wanted to mention is we got a beautiful Yammer external network dedicated for SPC 2014. So we definitely first want all of you to join that network. And the second thing we want you to do is engage with us. Tell us additional questions we didn't answer. Ask us some of the hard questions you were afraid of asking. So definitely use that hashtag, SPC282, and engage with us to give us feedback. With that, off to you, Juliette.
Thank you, Christophe. Hello, everybody. I am so happy and excited to see such a full house here at the end of such a jam-packed first day. I think at last count we had about 1,100 registrants, about twice the capacity of this room. So for those of you who are here in your seats, congratulations, and I hope we have something good for you. Your presence here is a testament to companies realizing that the future of work is social and their interest in starting the social journey towards working more like a network. Now, you may have already heard about this vision from this morning's keynote, or for those of you who were able to attend Adam Pizzoni's session on the responsive org. Adam is the CTO of Yammer. But rest assured, even if you missed those sessions, we will be talking a lot more about this vision in the coming weeks and months. And that's because as a company, we at Microsoft truly believe that enterprise social will transform how business is done, separating the future leaders of industry from the laggards. In this session, we'll make this vision real by explaining how the idea of working like a network has shaped our product roadmap and how you can bring the power of enterprise social to your company. And my goal is to have each and every one of you leave at the end of today excited and fired up about working like a network and with tangible, concrete ideas of how you can bring these tools and concepts and experiences to your organizations. So, let's get started. Our vision was inspired by looking at the world around us. Social has completely rewired the way we connect, transforming islands of people and information into one giant network. We're able to accomplish more, faster, because technology makes it easier than ever to connect with others, build relationships, and share information. In other words, technology makes it easier than ever to leverage our human network. Now, let's use a real-life example here. How many of you in this room is a runner? Wow, it's pretty impressive. This is a pretty fit crowd, and I have to admit, I'm not one of you. But if I were, I would go to the Facebook page or use a Twitter hashtag, SPRunner, to organize my runs this week and work off some of those late nights I think we'll all be having in Vegas. This is just one small example of social connecting strangers across the world around a common purpose to do something. And there are countless other examples of ways social has changed our lives, ways big and small that are so ingrained in the way we communicate and interact with each other that we probably don't even notice it as social anymore. You probably hear about your next big break on LinkedIn, reconnect with family and friends on Facebook, and get the latest on world news and entertainment on Twitter. And one huge example of this, the power of social in our modern day, is Ellen DeGeneres, who hosted the Oscars. She tweeted a selfie with her and her celebrity pals, and that tweet was retweeted a million times in less than an hour. That's pretty powerful stuff here. However, as we've probably all noticed, the great apps and services we use and love in our personal lives, the ones that help us make new connections, engage in open discussions, and discover new information to learn more and do more together, look nothing like the tools we use at work today. Most companies aren't built for a networked world. And while they realize that their most important asset are their people, they still rely on rigid hierarchies and legacy tools that leave their people and information trapped in silos. As a result, these companies aren't effectively leveraging their human network. And because of that, they're finding it difficult to keep up with changing customer needs and new competition. We believe that adopting the social technologies that have proven so effective in our personal lives can enable companies to work like a network. By providing a more open, connected way of working, enterprise social brings out the collective knowledge of a company, makes it accessible and able to be engaged with by everybody else, and this just happens as a natural output of the way people are doing work. The value from enterprise social is tangible. By working more socially, we think that companies can listen to the conversations that matter, conversations that take place both inside the walls of their company and outside, leveraging the knowledge and experience and expertise of line workers in our manufacturing plants, for example, who spot inefficiencies in their processes and can help contribute to ideas to streamline their process. Or knowledge from customer care agents who are getting calls and emails on an early product you released, who are spotting bugs and glitches before you even know about it. Or the sales guy who comes up against your pain in the neck competitor and knows all too well the tactics and positioning they use. All this knowledge can be shared with others at the company so everyone can do their jobs better. Conversations on the outside. By using social, your company can listen to what customers are saying about you and understand what they truly believe about your company and your brand and your offerings. And you can also pick up on the signals the competition's sending as well. So lots of good value there from working like a network. Additionally, by working like a network, companies can adapt and make smarter decisions because enterprise social provides employees with better ways of working together so they can be more agile and adapt to stay one step ahead of changing market conditions and customer needs. And as a result of all this listening and adapting, companies like yours can achieve breakthrough growth. But instead of listening to me tell you about these benefits, you can hear from the customers themselves. We've got amazing brands like Cargill, Stanley Black & Decker, Yum Brands, Nationwide, Trek Bicycles, all here this week with sessions that will showcase their stories about how they've realized real benefits from moving more towards a social way of working. Yammer has been a leader in bringing social networking to the enterprise, and that's why we acquired them 18 months ago. We believe that getting started with Yammer is the most important step toward working like a network. And many companies agree with us. Today, they're already using Yammer to transform the way they work in the following ways. Rich social interactions, letting people have conversations and discussions in the open, allowing their employees to express their opinions with replies to posts and likes, helping people get real-time updates on groups and people and conversations and files by following them, and enabling everyone to share this with others around them. They're also organizing themselves into Yammer groups based on the task at hand. For those of you who haven't yet started on your Yammer journey, groups are a really simple but powerful concept in the product that help people work the way they naturally want to without artificial barriers to participation. Of course, groups can be formed around departments and teams, and at Microsoft, we certainly have groups for marketing and sales and finance and different subsidiaries. But we also have groups based around new messaging campaigns, such as this one, new product launches, go-to-market initiatives, and even specific competitors so we can share all that good knowledge with each other. And my personal favorite, the Yammer Lunch Menu Group, which I religiously check every morning and which has a ton of engagement. Now, finally, using Yammer, companies are discovering information and gaining greater visibility via the Enterprise Graph. The Enterprise Graph is similar to a concept we know in our personal lives called a Facebook Graph, which maps who your friends are, who their friends are, and so on and so on, and collects all the objects and updates and signals from the network across everyone. So things such as status updates, likes, listed interests, books you read, TV shows you watch, songs you're listening to on Spotify because it's an app that's connected to Facebook, or levels you've achieved in Candy Crush, all of that's being gathered into the graph, and then based on who you know and what you've done, surfaced to you as an individual user in a really personal and relevant way, either through the search or through the activity feed. And that's what the Enterprise Graph in Yammer is. It collects the information around you, your colleagues, and your relationships. And then it surfaces files to you that might be relevant, or people that you should be following, or groups that you should know about. These experiences, these rich social interactions, the Yammer groups, the Enterprise Graph, all of these extend the Yammer network because they make the experience extremely sticky and engaging. As more people realize the value of working in the open, they'll continue to do more of their work in there, and Yammer will capture more content and more knowledge and more to participation. And that, in turn, creates more value for users who then get pulled into the network. This is what we call the strong network effect of Yammer, and this is what we're seeking to bottle up and extend across to Office 365, Dynamics, and pretty much any other tool that matters to your company.
Thank you, Juliet. Before we start talking about new experiences, I want to look back a little bit in time, especially since the last SharePoint conference, and kind of highlight that journey that we've been working on to, again, make social not a destination, but again, to weave it into the stacks, such as, for instance, Office 365 and Dynamics. And that's what this slide is all about. Now, no, I'm not going to go through every one of those. Instead, I'll just focus on what I think are four key milestones we've reached in the past year or so. The first milestone is about that we reached in February of last year, which is the ability to surface Yammer conversation in Microsoft Dynamics CRM. So again, you might say, Christoph, what's the value? Well, the value is your friends that are in sales, your friends that are in customer care, that are using a favorite Dynamics CRM offering, they cannot tap into the greater network using the graph that Juliet was mentioning. If I'm in sales and I want to close an opportunity, I need help from my friend in marketing to get a new product presentation deck so I can close that opportunity faster, I can do so in my tool of choice directly in the Dynamics CRM user interface. So that was the first milestone, And yes, we're not going to stop there. Our friends in Dynamics actually have an event this week in Atlanta starting on Tuesday, and there's a lot more information on this topic. The second milestone that we reached last spring was the ability to make Yammer your default social experience in Office 365. And you might say, Christoph, what's the importance of that? The importance is we believe you should only have one enterprise feed to worry about. And back last spring, you had the SharePoint news feed and you had Yammer. So we removed that confusion by just making Yammer the default in your 365 environment. The third milestone that I want to highlight is something we've delivered last November, which is giving Yammer Enterprise, which is the premium Yammer offering to Office 365 customer, at no additional cost for customers buying E1, E2, E3, E4. All right? Those are our enterprise services offering. Again, you might be wondering, Christoph, why is this important? The reason this is important is, actually stepping back, there's actually two offerings of Yammer today. There's Yammer Basic, which is the free version. And yes, the free version has all the power user capabilities, the at mention, the hashtag, the announcements, et cetera, et cetera. And the paid version of Yammer, which is called Yammer Enterprise, is mainly for IT. For all of you that are IT in the room, that's the version you want to do Active Directory synchronization. That's the version you want to do single sign-on. Why are those important? Because if Christoph is an intern at your organization, and he did his internship for the summer, as soon as he goes back to university or leaves your organization, you want to make sure you secure all the endpoints to Yammer, whether it's in the browser, whether it's in your favorite mobile app. And that's what Yammer Enterprise gives you. And again, we're giving it away at no additional cost to enterprise services customers in 365. Now, wait. We're not going to stop there. And I'm happy to make two announcements today around that topic of licensing. We're going to make Yammer Enterprise available at no additional cost for our academic offering in 365. So any of you are universities, our friends in universities, they're going to be able to have access to that in the spring. And the second thing I want to announce, we're also going to extend that to our mid-sized business offering. It's also called the MSQ. So again, we're very bullish to bring the best of Yammer, the enterprise version, not just to the large customers, but also to education on mid-sized business. And all that's going to be available in the spring. And then the last piece I want to highlight on this slide is what we're calling Simplify Logging. And you might say, Christoph, that doesn't sound very exciting. Basically, the reason that it's excited, and that feature basically enables when Christoph logs in 365, and let's say that's my homepage, and maybe my homepage is OneDrive or my intranet, as soon as I click on Yammer, 365 recognizes that it's the same Christoph in the Yammer service, so I don't need to authenticate again. Now, before I give you more color why this is important, one thing I want to be crystal clear on, this feature that we shipped last February, actually a month ago, does not replace the need to set up Yammer directory sync on Yammer SSO. Yes, we're going to be working on that, but we're not quite there yet. So again, if you want to secure the endpoint, if you want to use that Active Directory sync so people are automatically in the network or already automatically deactivated if they leave your organization, do that today. And we get a lot of documentation, and I can tell you, even me, marketing guy, I did it. So it's not a big effort, and you should definitely secure your network. Now, again, back to why this is important, because this is the first step in a journey of working towards a single identity across our services. It doesn't matter if Juliet is in Link online, if Juliet is in Mail, if Juliet is in Yammer, we know that it's the same Juliet, so we should really remove the friction around that scenario. And then the second reason it's important is by working towards a single identity, once we've worked on that, and I'll show you some of the demo in the user experience of the next wave of work we're doing around identity, because after that, that's when it's going to get very interesting. That's where we're going to start working towards a single user profile so that end users, my colleague Juliet, if she puts a picture of herself, let's say in Yammer, she shouldn't have to put the same picture, let's say, in her link profile or in her SharePoint profile. So potentially, you know, we can start on the back end to synchronize some of the data where it makes sense. So in summary, before I move on, you can see that we've been hard at work for the past year plus. But again, now, let's switch gear and talk about the future. And typically, the top of mind question I get is, hey, Mr. Microsoft, you shipped SharePoint Social back in November 2012, and then you made a Yammer acquisition. What should I do? Should I start with SharePoint Social, or should I start with Yammer? And if I start with SharePoint Social, what's the future? So let me answer those questions to be crystal clear. First, I'm going to answer the latter. The recommendation we made a year ago was to go Yammer. Go Yammer not only with SharePoint on premises, and I'll get back to that story, but also with SharePoint Online. Why? Because this is the tool that's going to give you immediate adoption. That's the tool that users love. This is one typically when I meet a CIO, the first question is, how do I constrain it? Everyone's using it. You know, it's terrible. I want to constrain it. And it was actually, there was a recent article in SiteWorld, and the headline was for a company called LexisNexis. The headline was, Yammer makes employee happier. I mean, how many technologies are making people happier? So immediate adoption. The second one is obviously rapid innovation. Yammer has pioneered this using things like what we call A-B testing. In plain English, it means we're going to test a feature with, let's say, one group, and keep a placebo with the other group, and based on which one improves engagement, then we're going to say, okay, it's ready for prime time, it's helping people, people are engaging more, or no, it's not ready for prime time, let's go back to the kitchen and work on it more before it's ready for prime time. So again, this notion of, you know, it used to be weekly, now we're on a daily updates to the services. And then the third point about Yammer, that also it's something I want to clear, that I have many discussions with CIOs or folks in IT, is Yammer connects everyone. What I mean by that is the question of enterprise social, it's not just Yammer SharePoint or Yammer and SharePoint. There's plenty of people in your organization, especially if you're like in manufacturing, if you're in retail, if you're in hospitality, if you're in oil and gas, there's a lot of workers out there that unfortunately are not sitting in a beautiful PC looking at SharePoint all day. If I'm in a retail, I might be managing the cheese aisle. I might be bagging groceries. If I'm in mining, I'm operating heavy-duty equipment. And I'm not looking at SharePoint. I love everyone to be looking at SharePoint, but it's not the reality. So the point is, like, Yammer goes way beyond just folks that have the luxury or sitting at headquarters in front of a PC accessing SharePoint. So there's actually a session on this topic. I'm going to plug it in. It's called Enabling Frontline Employees to Use Yammer, and that's SPC 263. So if you want to find out more about reaching out to those user base, you should definitely attend that session Wednesday morning. Now, continuing on this discussion, use the old-fashioned clicker. Yes, you can integrate Yammer with SharePoint on-premises. And back with SharePoint 2007, then SharePoint 2010, and SharePoint 2013, we're enabling those hybrid deployment. And I'm definitely very excited that last week when we released Service Pack 1 of SharePoint 2013, we give you the ability, one simple toggle, to make Yammer that default social experiences on-prem. Pretty much that, along with Service Pack 1, we also enable you to use personal storage powered by SkyDrive Pro in the cloud. So your farm is on your favorite data centers with your favorite blades, whatever you're doing on-premises, but those two workloads with one click, personal storage powered by SkyDrive Pro, or OneDrive Pro, sorry, and then enterprise social powered by Yammer. And then once you've enabled that, obviously, to bring conversations side by side, those community of interest, those vibrant groups that you get in Yammer, you can use the Yammer app for SharePoint that we released and we've already updated recently, and you put that in your favorite team site. Now, let me answer the first question. How about SharePoint Social? And so I want to be very transparent. Jeff Tiefer announced this morning that, yes, we're committed to another version of SharePoint. Pretty much like we're committed to another version of Exchange. We're committed to another version of Office on-premises, etc. But while we'll maintain the social capabilities that you have and see today in 2013, the last bullet is we will not be investing in SharePoint Social in the future. Hence the recommendation to start with Yammer today. But to be very clear, we hear you. Typically, the first question that I get, again, you know, I just got back from a trip in Europe, and there's definitely regulations in every region, and typically there's the fear of the cloud. And we hear you, and we want to help you be successful. We want to abide by regulations, industries, whatever regulates the business and industry you're in. So again, to be very clear, yes, we will innovate, but the cloud play is going to be in the cloud, obviously, with Yammer and 365. But to be very clear again, while Yammer today is definitely a great service used by millions of users and 400,000 organizations across every segment, every industries across the world, we're not going to sit still. So for instance, Yammer today is hosted by third-party hosters. I'm happy to announce that we're going to be moving Yammer to three of our U.S. Global Foundation Services data centers this calendar year. You might say, why is this important? Well, first of all, it's going to give us additional capacity. It's going to improve our disaster recovery scenario. But more importantly, by running Yammer ourselves in our four walls by Microsoft employees, that is going to help us attain third-party certification. Is it FSMA? Is it 508? Is it EU? Is it DPA? We're going to start prioritizing those, but stay tuned for more information to, again, make sure that Yammer gets as close as possible and catches up with the 365 Trust Center. And then the last bullet on this slide is something, again, that I want to stress. We care a lot about hybrid, and we know that journey to the cloud is not going to happen overnight. So again, well, yes, there will be another version of SharePoint 2013 on-premises. In that next version that comes in 2015, yes, you'll have Yammer, you have a deeper integration of Yammer and SharePoint. But again, the point I want to make is, because people ask me, especially after when we'll do all the great demos today, people are going to ask, when are we going to see those on-premises? And again, the cadence for on-premises is not the cadence as the cloud. All those things, if they do come one day, it's not until you get another version of SharePoint on-premises. We don't ship the new features in a non-in-market product. Okay, so yes, there is going to be a delta, and eventually when we ship another version of SharePoint, we'll bring some of the best features that will already be available for sometimes in the cloud. Okay, so hopefully I've answered that questions of GoYammer and SharePoint Social Futures. Let's switch gear and let's talk about new experiences.
Great, thank you, Christoph. Not working, huh?
Yeah.
So in this section, I'm really excited to go deeper than what we saw today in the keynote. We have a lot of ground to cover, as we said in the introduction. So the way we structured it is we're going to go through them one by one. I'll kind of provide an overview, a description, the benefit each experience provides. And then either Christoph or Steve will come up and demo and show you the play-by-play. So you can really get your heads wrapped around what we mean by working more socially and get these specific ideas that you can take back to your organization. Keep in mind, again, that these features that we're showing are still under development. They may look a little rough around the edges or maybe not quite as refined of a UX as you'd expect, but rest assured we're working hard on them, and you will see more as you get closer to GA. So, great. So the foundational work that Christoph just walked you through has enabled us to build these three really compelling new experiences on top of Office 365. Inline social, to extend the power of open collaboration to everyone, regardless of where they work. An expansive new groups concept that spans across the Office 365 suite and beyond. And a new office graph that turns Office 365 into an intelligent network that's much more than the sum of its parts. And if you think back to those three things I said about Yammer, the rich social interactions, the Yammer groups, the enterprise graph, these are the direct descendants, I guess you could say, of those concepts. And this together is what is going to create, what we hope will create, the strong network effect of Yammer, but across Office 365, Dynamics, and your other apps and services. So let's start with inline social. To be clear, we still absolutely believe that Yammer is a hero social experience, and again, the single most important step your company can take for working more like a network. But we're also weaving social into all the tools your employees use by deepening the inline social experiences in Office 365 and beyond. Why? Because a big part of social takes place in the context of what we're already doing. In our personal lives, we're taking pictures on our camera phones and sharing directly from the camera to our social networks. We're watching videos on YouTube and liking and commenting from YouTube. We're reading blog posts and websites and announcements and sharing again in the context of what we're already doing. Social takes place everywhere and not just on the network. And we think that's true for enterprise social as well. So, starting this spring, we're going to bring Yammer conversations to documents, files, images, and even videos stored in SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business. We're going to make it super easy to share updates and emails and documents into Yammer from Outlook web apps and SharePoint. And of course, we're going to continue all this in light of our recognition that mobile is a huge part of the way people work. And we're going to make these experiences available across platforms, form factors, and devices. And Christoph will come up and demonstrate inline social for you.
Okay. Thank you, Juliet. Okay, so I'll be basically doing three demos in this particular, in this first section about new online experiences. The first thing is, again, is around identity and the work we're doing, laying that foundation that's going to enable us to do much deeper integration downstream. So to illustrate the point about the single identity and the user shouldn't have to think where I start, whatever is my bookmark, whether it's Yammer or whether it's in, let's say, OneDrive, what you're looking at is a standard logging page in Office 365. And I'm just going to click sign in. Oops, let me enter my password again. And I log in. You know, it looks like the 365 logging in. This is a 365 logging page. But look at this. With one click, I'm in Yammer. I get my suite navigation. So we've replaced the masthead that you get today in Yammer. And from there on, I can navigate to OneDrive. I can go to email. I can go to people if I need to have a conference call, et cetera, et cetera. So again, we get that seamless integration where me as the users, I don't have to think. And wherever I start, I can navigate across the different workloads to help me get work done. Now you might say, okay, Christoph, we're expecting that from Microsoft. What's the big deal? And again, like I illustrated, we're on this journey of a single identity and then a single user profile. Once we completed that work, which is going to be by summer, then where it's going to get very interesting is after that, from the summer onward, because that's when we're going to be able to do much tighter integration with the suite of services. The number one questions I get typically when I meet with CIOs is not so much Yammer versus email or Yammer and email integration, it's Yammer and Link on Skype integration. How many of you are interested in knowing that answers? Good, I'm seeing some hands. So I'm definitely, while I don't have any date to share today, I definitely want to reiterate that we're committed to bringing Link and Skype presence in Yammer, which will give you IM, well, give you presence, and then you get IM voice on video, again, in a seamless user interface. So stay tuned for more information around that topic. But again, the point I want to make is the reason we didn't do that before is we had to lay that foundation so that there's only one identity across the services. And wherever Christoph is in 365 or in Yammer, all the services trust one another, and I can surface additional capabilities such as presence. Another scenario that we have on the backlog is also synchronizing data across the profile. Christoph shouldn't have to think, hey, I put a beautiful picture in Link or in SharePoint and Yammer. I shouldn't have to put the same picture in those other services. If Christoph says my hobby is running and cooking, I shouldn't have to replicate that data across the medium so my peers can see the same data. I shouldn't have to do it over. So again, this notion of aspiring towards a single user profile. So stay tuned for more information on that topic. Let me switch to the environment. So I've talked a little bit about the identity. Actually, one more point about identity that I hear quite often. People ask me, hey, Christoph, I want to secure the endpoints. I want to set up 80 syncs so that when Christoph leaves the company or when Christoph loses his phone or his PC, we make sure we cut off that endpoint and no intellectual property can leak on the outside. And I want to confirm something that, well, again, that identity work that I talk about, it's going to take us a while to get there. If you want to secure the endpoint, you still need a separate Yammer directory sync and SSO today. And there's actually a session that's going to be delivered by Brian on Tuesday, so SPC 368, if you want to find more about securing Yammer at your enterprise. Okay. The second part of the demo, again, as part of this online social experiences where I shouldn't have to think, I should get the best of both worlds. And there's two things. At the last SharePoint conferences, for those of you that attended, Adam Pisoni, one of the founder of Yammer, demoed this notion of bringing the Office web app in Yammer. And what I mean is, if you're looking here at my Yammer feed, for instance, I've been hard at work drafting the blog post for the announcement we made today. And what we've been working on is to give you the world-class viewing powered by Office Online, whether it's Word Online, PowerPoint Online, Excel Online. And viewing is one thing. Yes, we're going to give you editing capabilities. And I know some of you that were lucky enough, we'd actually run a test in January, February to start collecting feedback. And guess what? We've learned a ton from some of you that their feature wasn't ready for prime time. So the engineering is hard at work fixing some of those edge cases that we discovered through A/B testing. And I'm happy to announce that Office Online in Yammer is going to be available by summer. So that's bringing Office Online to Yammer. And then there's the reverse. We wanted to go much broader than that. And that's the demo that Julia did this morning at the keynote, which is we know you've got gazillions of documents either in your personal storage powered by OneDrive for Business or many, many sites and many document libraries in SharePoint. And guess what? Well, it's very important to produce beautiful-looking deliverables, documents, presentation. We see a lot of value in the discussions and the conversation on how did you go about producing that deliverable? How did you go about agreeing on the budget for next year's whatever IT budget? And you've seen, Julia, this morning, any document in SharePoint, I've got the ability to start a discussion. And that's what you're seeing on the right-hand side. Now, Julia did it on the PowerPoint this morning. This is obviously a Word document. I'll show you something which is a little more fun. Because this is works with any document, it's not just, obviously, the beautiful Office Online. It also works with images. So here, when I was in Paris 2 weeks ago, I do have a sweet tooth. I had this beautiful dessert. And yes, I can have discussions. Now, you might say this is totally non-productive. The beauty about this is I can have as many discussions as possible. So maybe I want to have a discussion to the foodie group, and maybe I want to have, which is a public group, or maybe I want to have a discussion to the private diet group, whatever it is. So then I can fork different conversations. Again, the idea for me, social comes to me. If I want to see what Juliet thought about my beautiful dessert, I don't have to go to Yammer. It's side by side in my favorite browser. But wait, there is more. I see I got you guys laughing. Which is what Julia was showing this morning, videos. Let's say we're viewing a video, and this is the beautiful video that we released this morning that illustrates that concept of working as a network. And again, I've got the video playing on the left, and I can just start another discussion and say, Steve, you know, what do you think? If I can spell. And yes, I can target that to public, private, whatever group, the marketing campaign, I can just post. And again, if Steve's reply, I'll get that reply in context. I don't have to go anywhere else, and I can continue working or whatever I'm doing with this particular asset. So again, this idea of bringing conversation with any document in SharePoint is actually going to be available by spring. And to prove to you that it goes way beyond, it's not just existing document, any net new document that I create, oops, if you may go back, I'll just create a quick workbook. It's on by default all the time. So I've got a spreadsheet here, and if I don't want to see that, instead of when I want to start doing number crunching, I can easily collapse. But it's not just existing document, any net new document, I get that conversation on the right-hand side that obviously I can collapse when I'm in edit mode. Great, so hopefully I got you excited by some of those new inline social experiences that are just around the corner. Now let's switch gear and talk a little bit about Dynamics CRM. So we actually, the CRM team on February 18th announced our updated roadmap for our upcoming release that's going to be in the spring. We actually have 12,000 people in Atlanta as we speak. The very conference, our annual conference called Dynamic Convergence starts tomorrow, and there's going to be a lot of content. But basically, the three highlights on our upcoming roadmap are around those three things. Marketing, they made an acquisition called Marketing Pilot, and the idea of managing campaigns across channels, you know, they're definitely moving the needle on that front. The second one is around the customer care angle, and again, helping you engage with customers, foster those communities, whatever the product and services that you're delivering, they're moving the needle on that front. But the one I'm particularly interested, especially around social, is this new product called Microsoft Social Listening. It's actually a company we acquired a year ago, that used to be called NetBreeze, based in Europe, that gives you the ability to do sentiment analysis across any public channels. I can monitor my brand, I can monitor my product, I can see what my competitors are doing across Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever it is. We actually use this tool to monitor SPC hashtags on how it was trending when we're leading up to this week. So you can see the richness here. Very intuitive highlight of getting rich insight of what's going on out there in the Wild Wild West. And obviously, when you connect that back, you get the signals, you connect that back to potentially reaching on the inside on the, your internal network to get whatever issues you want to fix based on those signals you've gathered. I put at the bottom of that slide the link to the press release that talks about this in a lot more detail. And actually, to make sure you get a good demo and a good feel for what I think is definitely a game-changing investment that the Dynamics CRM team, there's actually a session, so SPC 284 on Wednesday, where my colleague Gersh is going to demo and go into a lot more detail. So with that, let's switch to the next pillar.
Great. Thanks, Christoph. So the second new experience that we're introducing are groups. And just as the Yammer groups that I talked about earlier, let you create basically a workspace for anything, whether it's a team, a location, a project, a department. Office 365 groups are just as flexible and open as well. So we're extending Yammer's most powerful experience across Office 365 to change how collaboration takes place today. Office 365 groups spans across the entire suite, and it unifies people, conversations, and content. And like Yammer, these groups are open by default, but they can be made private as you need to retain access control and privacy. And we really think these groups will change the face of collaboration. Because they span the Office 365 suite, members can work with each other from the environment of their choice, whether that's email, Yammer, or SharePoint, or Link. They can still talk to each other, knowing that they're addressing the same set of people, talking in the same conversation thread, and working off the same documents. If you think about what this means in your personal life, it's actually pretty huge. How many of you have seen epic Yammer threads where dozens of people weigh in from across the company? Okay. And it's pretty exciting, right, to see the thinking being driven forward by the participation of people that you don't even know, people with different areas of expertise. But how many of you then have a teammate or a manager who still lives and breathes email and lost the opportunity to participate in that thread? Right, it's like two separate worlds that don't talk to each other. With groups, we want to build a bridge between email and Yammer and SharePoint and Link and every other app that your employees use so that people don't have to choose and pick and choose which environment they want to work in. They can connect and collaborate and communicate with each other, again, from the environment they're most comfortable in. So how do you get a group going? It's actually pretty easy. Setting up an Office 365 group anywhere in Office 365 will automatically provision a corresponding social feed in Yammer, a corresponding inbox and calendar in Outlook Web Apps, a team site and document library in SharePoint Online, and down the line, a contact in your contact list for Link and Skype. So it's going to be pretty seamless and pretty automatic. And every member can get access to the same members in the team, content and conversations, changes made in one application, say you add a member from an Outlook group, will carry through to your rest. So you'll see that same new member in Yammer. Or a document gets updated in SharePoint. Well, you know what? That same document, when you open it up in email attachment, will reflect those changes and updates. So it's pretty cool stuff. And of course, doing all this, we really hope to bring together all the assets and create a new experience that's more complete and comprehensive than what you're getting in a single application today. So pretty good stuff. Steve, can you demo this for us?
Yep.
Cool.
Thanks, Juliet. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Steve Chu. I am also in Redmond. And I'm really excited to get the opportunity to show you groups. I know you saw a little bit of it, a sneak peek, from Julia White's demo this morning during the general keynote, but I'm going to dive a little bit deeper. So we've been building technology with the purpose of bringing people together in an efficient way. Examples include groups in Yammer, distribution lists in Exchange, and team sites in SharePoint. But we want to bring all these experiences together. So as Juliet alluded to, moving forward, we're going to take the groups concept in Yammer and extend it across Office 365. With this new central building block, we'll enable user-centric collaboration experiences that just weren't possible before. So let me show you how this works. And of course, this is really early code, so if there's a few bumps along the way, please bear with me. Also, the email experience is a little further along right now, so we're going to show mostly the experience in email, but obviously we are investing in the end-to-end scenario, and we're going to make sure that the group's experience across the suite really shines once we hit general availability. So without further ado, let me go ahead and get started. You can see that I'm starting off here in Yammer. I've got a list of groups here. These are the groups that I've either created or joined, no surprises. I have this marketing professional development group, which shows now the Yammer's conversation feed. This is where users share information and collaborate with others. If I clicked on this document, you saw from Christoph's demo that now it opens using the Office Online apps. Right, so now you get this nice Office Online integration with Yammer, and you see the document side by side with the conversation, right? So we all know that that looks great. But now let's go ahead and create a new group, right? And you can see that all you have to do is do it from there. You provide a name, you add group members, you then select the type of group. Juliet mentioned that there are two types of groups, right? There are public groups and private groups. Private groups, you need to be invited to be a member, but public groups, anyone in the organization can join. And of course, groups are public by default in Yammer. We all know that. And the reason is we want users to engage in open conversations, right? To discover new information and new contacts within their organization. Now, the one thing you might not know, though, is of course this idea of public groups. We want to expand this throughout Office 365, okay? So that's where it really gets interesting. So let's now go ahead and open up Outlook. So you'll notice the personal inbox at the top, just as you'd expect. But now you'll also notice this list of groups here to the bottom left. This is the same list of groups you just saw in Yammer. So we've really essentially integrated group identity and membership across Exchange, SharePoint, and Yammer to deliver a unified collaboration experience. Now, if I click on one of these groups, it opens the group's inbox. And so it's really easy for me now to go back and forth between my personal inbox and my group's inbox. And if I want to change the order in which groups appear here, I can easily pin groups to my favorites, which always appear at the top of the list. This is really important because some folks will join many groups, but really only actively participating in a few groups, and so they want to make sure those are always at the top of the list. Now, I can also create a group straight from here, just like I could in Yammer. So now you're starting to see some of these pieces, some of this DNA, start to appear all throughout Office 365, and you can tell that the imprint now is coming from Yammer. Okay, so now let's go ahead and take a closer look at this marketing professional development group inbox. Now, this looks a little bit different from the inbox you're used to. You see now conversations appear in the form of cards, and you now have a feed-like conversation here on the right. If I want to start a new conversation, I do that right here at the top of the list view, and if I want to respond to a conversation, I do that now at the bottom of the reading pane. Now, Tejas, one of my colleagues, recently read an article that he thought the group would like, so he posted a link to that article in the inbox. And you can see now an inline preview of that article automatically appearing. This is great because now folks can look at the preview and determine at that point if they want to click on the link to read the full article. Now, I saw a video that the group thought would be interested in, so I posted a link to that video on YouTube, and you can see the inline preview showing up, but now I can even play this video straight from Outlook using the native video player. So this saves me time because I no longer have to switch out of the context of my inbox. Now, you might be asking yourself, wow, this is starting to look a little bit like Yammer. Isn't this the inbox? Isn't this Outlook? And that was by design, right? So this group inbox and the group Yammer feed I showed you earlier for the same group, right, the marketing professional development group, will both show the same conversations. So now users who are more comfortable in email can participate in the group through the inbox, and users who prefer Yammer can participate in the group through the group's Yammer feed. We're essentially building a bridge to allow email users and Yammer users to work more closely together. So we feel like this is really going to help organizations who have both email users and Yammer users. Hey, power users who like both, they'll love this as well, right? But we're really enhancing this collaboration experience now across all members of your organizations. All right. So if I add a new member to this group, he or she can get caught up really quickly in what's going on because the entire history of conversations for the group are stored in this inbox or in the Yammer feed. Now, we've also streamlined the document collaboration experience in Outlook, and we also have built tighter integration between Exchange and SharePoint. So I want to show you how this looks. So if I go ahead and create a new message from here, and I want to attach a document, now I can attach directly from OneDrive, right? And that's great. We know all the benefits of storing documents in OneDrive. But let's say I actually have a document on my desktop that I want to add. So I'm going to go ahead and add this document. Now you notice I have two options here. I can attach it as a traditional attachment, so that's not gone away. We do know the problems with that, right? You get attachments going back and forth, this attachment proliferation problem, but it's still there. But now you'll notice this other button here. And what this is going to allow is for me to attach, is not to attach this document to the email, but actually to automatically upload this attachment to OneDrive and be able to send a link to that OneDrive location via email. So now I'm no longer sending a physical attachment, but the link itself. Thank you. Yeah. We know customers have asked for this for a while, and we feel like this experience is really gonna save users time and help them collaborate more effortlessly, right? Think about the steps. You're in your inbox, you're in email, you have to switch out of email, open a new browser, navigate to OneDrive, upload your document to OneDrive, and then share. Hey, if you're in email, why not consolidate all of that into one click? So if I go ahead now and click this, what you're going to see is the document is now, you see the wheel spinning, so you know the document is uploading to OneDrive, and you know that this is no longer a physical document, this is actually a link to OneDrive because of that cloud on the icon. So this document is stored in the cloud. And what's great is now you have one version of the truth. Everyone in the group can, you know, access this document, edit this document from multiple places throughout Office 365. So we feel like this is going to be a real, real great scenario for end users. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at the group inbox again. And you can see that, you know, the document's been posted to the group, and a bunch of folks in the group have responded. But now I want to go ahead and edit this document again. So I'm going to go ahead and open the document from Outlook. And once again, I get this side-by-side experience that Christoph showed earlier. But this time, it's from Outlook. So now I've got the document opening in PowerPoint Online side-by-side with the original conversation here. And remember, this is the same conversation that shows up in the group's Yammer feed. So we've got this now. We're tying things together. And what's great is you get the great rendering of the slides using PowerPoint Online, just as you'd expect. But I could even edit this document from here. So no longer do I need to leave the Office 365 experience to be able to edit this document from the inbox. I can do that now. You can see it does two things. It opens the document using PowerPoint Online's editing tool, and it also creates an automatic draft response to the original conversation, and the edited version of the attachment is automatically attached to this response. So once again, we've taken something that takes maybe 3 or 4 clicks and condensed it into one. So I'm going to go ahead and write a message, and I can edit the document. Let's say I go ahead and insert a bubble here. Okay, so I'm just going to insert a bubble. Now, one other thing you might have noticed is this little thing here. This is a control that tells me Christoph's also editing this document. So you've all probably heard of real-time co-authoring in the Office Online. Well, we are now introducing that also into this experience straight out of Outlook using groups. And this document, of course, is stored in OneDrive. Remember that. So you have the great versioning and all of those great capabilities you get in OneDrive. So let me go ahead and switch over really quickly to Christoph. So this is now Christoph's Office 365 account. And you can see that he's got a Steve Chu is also editing. And if he clicks on that, it should take him to the second slide, which has that thought bubble that I put in there. So once again, this is a great example now of the fact that we have introduced real-time co-authoring in Office Online on a document that's stored in OneDrive, and you're doing that from Outlook. So talk about tight integration across the workloads to help deliver a unified collaboration experiences that really brings people, conversations, and content together. All right. All right, let's go back to my account now, and I'm going to close this out, discard. And now let's go to the calendar, because each group also gets its own calendar. You can see I pinned three of my group's calendars here. They're differentiated by color. I can easily change the color based on my personal preference. I can also overlay my personal calendar with my group calendars. And if there's a group event that's really important, I can add it to my personal calendar with a single click. This is great now because email users and Yammer users can now schedule group meetings on this shared calendar that's integrated throughout Office 365. So once again, we're bringing goodness not only from Yammer to email, but email to Yammer as well. All right, now let's go ahead and talk about public groups. I talked about public groups earlier, and I talked about how we're going to bring this public group experience into throughout Office 365. So let's go ahead now and take a look at this marketing professional development group again. We've been looking at it for a while. Christoph is a member of this group, and he's somebody that I work closely with. So of course, you can browse for public groups, you can search for public groups. One of the scenarios we're really excited about is the ability to see what public groups your colleagues have joined. So if I go ahead and go and click Christoph's contact card, I can actually see the public groups he's a member of. And if there's one here that looks interesting, I can preview the conversations before actually joining. And if I want to join it, I can now do so with a single click. Because remember, this is public. This is open. Anyone in the organization can join. So this is great because it makes it really easy now for me to discover new information. And with this marketing professional development group, you can tell I've been using it a lot, so it's very important to me. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to subscribe to this group. And now that I've subscribed to it, that means all of the group's conversations get automatically copied to my personal inbox, and all of the events get copied to my personal calendar. So I never miss anything related to this group moving forward. So not only have we integrated group membership across the workloads, we are now building connections between your personal inbox and calendar with your group's inbox and calendar, making it very easy to move them back and forth. And also here, you can see I can navigate to any of my group's applications straight from here. So let's go ahead and go to the SharePoint site now for this marketing professional development group. And so you can see I'm in the SharePoint site for this group. The membership has persisted now. All of this is done in the background. I don't have to do anything. You now get the documents that are stored in the group's OneDrive document library. And of course, you get this highlight section, which surfaces relevant and trending content related to the group. You also get the same customization and extensibility you would expect from a SharePoint site. Now, Christoph showed this a little earlier from OneDrive, but hey, from your SharePoint site, you can also open a document, and now you get this same side-by-side experience of opening in Office Online with the Yammer conversations associated with that document. So this is once again great for me because I can stay within the context of the document. I don't need to leave SharePoint or OneDrive to be able to benefit from the social experience. And once again, you're seeing this trend now, right? This experience of a document side by side with the conversation. You've seen this now in Yammer, in Outlook, and in OneDrive. So obviously, inline social, we've integrated it throughout the suite. All right, let's switch gears just for a second. How many of you are familiar with the OWA for iPad app? Please raise your hand. Okay, some of you. So what I'm going to do is, for those of you who don't know, the OWA for iPad, OWA for iPhone apps were released a year ago by the Exchange team. They're designed to deliver a native Outlook web app experience on iOS devices. It's a big piece of our mobile story moving forward. So you can see then that we've switched over to the iPad, and now you're getting, okay, there you go. great. Oh, actually, the portrait experience is not showing up correctly. Okay, well, let's do it this way then. All right. So, by the way, I just want to prove to you guys that the portrait experience is showing up fine on my device. For some reason, it's not showing up on the screen. So let's go ahead and go into this view. Okay, so you're seeing now the group inbox, which we saw similarly on the browser, but now you can see it's been formatted in such a way that's optimized for the form factor of a tablet. And it's an iPad, right? And you can see I've got the same card view here that you saw earlier. You've got the feed-like conversation in the right. The inline previews here, right, that you saw earlier are showing up nicely. And of course, if I have a document and I tap on that document, it should open the document up using the PowerPoint Online. And of course, once this resolves, I'll be able to add that conversation to the side. It would look a lot better if I had it in landscape, but you know. This is what it would look like if you could see it on there, like that. But because it's in portrait, it doesn't look as nice, but you kind of get the point here, right? Conversation side by side with the document. And now if I go ahead and go to the calendar, I've got the navigation here for all the groups, same list of groups you saw earlier in Yammer and in Outlook in the browser. Group membership is not only integrated across workloads, it's now also integrated across mobile devices. And if I go to the calendar here, you'll see the same three groups, calendars pinned here that you saw earlier, overlay my personal calendar with my group calendars, and of course I can add a group event to my personal calendar as well, right there. So that concludes now my portion of the demo. Some concluding remarks.
Great. So thanks, Steve. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So just wanted to say we're really excited to finally deliver a unified collaboration experience that allows you to really bring, once again, people, conversations, and content together. You saw a lot of it in email, but of course, we're going to make this experience really great end-to-end. So that does it. Let me hand back to Julia.
Thank you. Great job, Steve. Thank you so much. So when we first acquired Yammer, one of the things we loved most about the technology was the way it literally maps people and information in your organization using an enterprise graph. And today, and what we at Microsoft think is really a groundbreaking move, we're extending the enterprise graph across Office to create something called the Office Graph, which you saw a little bit of this morning in Julia's demo and Jeff's keynote. So think of the Office Graph as a big algorithmic engine that's sucking in signals from all your connected apps, Yammer, SharePoint Online, Outlook Web Apps, Link, and even down the line, external sites as well, in line of business tools. And it's learning from everything you're doing across these applications that are connected to it, who you talk with in IM, what's being presented to you, what teams you're on, subjects you're following, documents you've touched. Everything you're doing on a day-to-day basis feeds into the Office Graph. And then as a result, it's able to make recommendations to you that are relevant to you as an individual. It's really groundbreaking stuff, and we're super excited to unveil it to you. There's two things that really stand out to me, and I go back to the phrase that Jared Spataro used in his keynote: we're data rich, but we're knowledge poor. And that's because we have so much information coming at us that it's hard to manage that. At the same time, we're sort of buried in our workflow every day, and some things that we really need to know, some piece of context or information or knowledge is just beyond the reach of our daily workflow. So Office Graph seeks to sort of solve for both these problems at once. Julia showed you a scenario where she was looking for a file, can't quite remember the name of the file or who shared it with her or where she stored it, but because she's able to use a social natural way of searching for it with Office Graph in Oslo, she was able to resolve that issue. And for me, another scenario that speaks close to my heart is at least once a week, I'm invited to a meeting with people I don't know very well. There's an agenda, sort of, and I know I'm supposed to make a contribution, but I don't really know what it is. Using Office Graph, I can actually go into each attendee's sort of social graph, understand who they work with, the topics they're engaged in, documents they've actually viewed or are trending around them, teams they're on, things that they do, and then I can walk into that meeting super prepared and know exactly what I need to say, what's on their minds, what I can do to really make an impact at that meeting. This is really, really groundbreaking stuff, guys. So I'm super excited to have Christophe show this to you in the demo.
Thank you, Juliet. And so how have you seen the graph this morning? And again, think of the graph, that layer that used predictive analysis. Look at the patterns. The beauty about this, and some of the analysts have already been saying this in this space, which is it's not so much about what degree you did on what experiences. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's important to potentially know that you should connect with this or this colleague in your organization. But what's more important is, what is your colleague doing on a day-to-day basis? And not just the one you might know, but the one you don't know of. And the office graph makes office predictive. It tries to, it's constantly learning, what are we doing in groups? What are we doing in email? What are we doing across SharePoint? What are we doing with Link? What are we doing in Yammer? And based on all those signals, again, learning from that enterprise graph that Yammer pioneered, it starts making recommendations that are specific to me. So what you're looking at here is each card, think of it as a piece of content. Now, a piece of content is not just beautiful documents stored in OneDrive. It could also be a video. It could be something outside. In the future, it might be maybe a piece of content coming from a line of business app. So again, this view is specific to me. And again, like Juliet mentioned, we're starting with a Windows 8 app, but we're not going to stop there. So here, I'm just scrolling through pieces of information that the graph is recommending based on what I do, what my colleagues are doing in my organizations. And you can see I get that easy scrolling capabilities across my network. And like you would expect, depending on what I need to do, there's different views on the graph. So basically, I can slice and dice and surface the nuggets, the diamond, the rubies, depending on what I need to do. For instance, how many of you got a lot of documents shared with you, but you don't remember which one was which? Here I can get an easier visualization of all the documents. And not just all the documents, but I can see why those are important. Let me step back to another view, which is let me go back here, present it to me. So this view, as you would expect, again, it gets signals from Link, from a meeting that we had that's publicly available. And based on that, it's showing me all those documents, whether it was last week, yesterday or a month ago. And that's what you're seeing. Now, on any document, this in this case document, but again, it could be outside pieces of content, I can click. And with one click, in this case, it's a PowerPoint that was shared on Julia's OneDrive. It's taking a couple seconds, but you're going to see the asset. And then we're going to introduce you. You have the ability to put things like social gestures. I can like that document, or like you can see, I can start having a conversation. Here, this is actually, this document shows you in a lot more detail that parallel session that I mentioned, where the team is mentioning what is the office graph. And I'll just show you again what we illustrated, this little animation, that the graph is getting signals from your organization depending on from different channels. And it's first looking at things like folks that are in my hierarchies, things that are shared to me, things that are trending. And based on that, start making inferences to what should be relevant to you. And again, so there's definitely a lot more assets that you'll get, that you'll have as we get closer to general availability. But that kind of this shows you under the hood how we're constantly doing productive analysis on machine learning to start making those recommendations to you. Like you would expect, it's not just about this notion of views. And yes, in the future, there's many views that we're thinking about based on different use cases. But one thing I know about the graph, it's not just about looking at contents depending on what those different views that I care about. And like Julia mentioned this morning, I can look at people. And what's interesting here is not so much Bill and the hierarchies, who's his teams and who's his manager, but what's very interesting is that that card on the left, the we both work with. So again, automatically the graph is connecting those dots to people that I might not even know, that might not be physically in my team, but because somehow with all those nodes in the graph, we work on a document or we got something in common, it's making those recommendations. And then one thing I'll give you a sneak peek on is, if I can find it, this card. The number one question I get when I've been testing this with analysts or customers is, yes, there's an extensibility play. It's not just going to be about signals from our productivity suites, but yes, we're going to enrich the graph with, let's say, line of business app like Dynamics, or let's say you get an ERP on-prem, Or maybe you're a partner and you want to surface those nuggets and build another solution. So we're definitely going to have an extensibility play on the graph to build much richer integrations, such as, for instance, maybe you want to build a support ticket so the graph can help you see what's trending and what's hot and what's not. Now, again, the clock is ticking, and I want to make sure I wrap up with a couple slides. So you get in this particular demo, hopefully, I give you a sneak peek of the power of the Office Graph and how it can help you get your job done, helping you make discoveries of what is that ambient noise going on in your enterprise graph.
One question for you, Christophe. This is only available in Windows 8.
So the question is, initially we're testing with Windows 8, but we're going to bring the graph everywhere. We're going to have a web browser version, so wherever you're on your iPad, on your phone or larger screens, you're going to have the graph in your favorite browser. And obviously, we're not going to stop there. Pretty much like a search box is everywhere today in the Office suite, when you're going to search in Outlook or in Groups, the graph is going to enrich the results, not just with the query you're looking for, but it's going to start making recommendations. Hey, Julia, check this out because Steve is editing that document. Maybe it's related to that marketing campaign you're working on. So again, to be very crystal clear, we're not going to stop with a Windows 8 app. We're going to do definitely a browser app. And yes, we're going to do also a mobile app, so the graph is available wherever you are. Now let's switch gear. We got a couple of minutes left. Hang in there. Okay. So that concludes that new experiences portion. Like I said in the introduction, that journey to become social is actually, while technology is a strong part of it, and you can see that we're definitely investing heavily to build those seamless experiences to help you get your job done, there's definitely a huge cultural aspect to become social. Things like working in the open doesn't happen overnight. And you know, you've seen, there's this great quote from Gartner. Now, like I said in introductions, we get millions of customers and thousands of companies that have been on this journey. But basically, there's four things you need to do to be successful, and you cannot skip any of those. You need clarity of purpose. You need executive support from the top. Yes, you can do viral bottom-up, but at the end of the day, to be successful, it needs to be enterprise-wide. You need your CEO, your CFO, your CMO to say, this is the way we're going to work going forward. The third thing that typically we don't think about, especially in the SharePoint world, is this notion of community management. You get to nourish and train people to maybe graduate to working one-to-one in email, to maybe working in the open. So again, you get to fuel that notion of working openly. And last but not least, you got to do integration. It's the first use case you're going to do is maybe drive efficiency as of your from your call center or ticketing system. Then you would definitely want to integrate with that third-party app. This is the kind of the methodology, the cookbook to do it. You know, again, you got to start with vision. You got to map to value. You don't just say, I'm going to do enterprise social because I heard it at SPC or I play golf with one of my friends and it looks like it's the buzz, so we're just going to do it. No, no, you shouldn't do that. You should really have a business case. You know, you want to drive how you bring, you want to cut time on how you bring product to market. Maybe you want to improve employee onboarding. You want to increase your sales pipeline so you can close more sales, et cetera, et cetera. And then you try, and maybe it's not going to work, and then you iterate and do it over again. Again, there's actually a couple sessions on that, so I'll do a couple quick plugging. There's one, one about bottom-up, the journey to start social, that's going to be on Wednesday, SP266. There's Cargill Nationwide tomorrow, SP282. And then, like I said, there was a great session in parallel to this one that talks about our journey and what have we've learned as Microsoft to become more social. Now, we'll be at the booth if you got any additional questions. And like I said, there's a ton of publicly available content. The point here on this slide, besides engaging with us on our external network, is you're going to see this is a fast-moving train. We're going to have a lot of announcements, whether it's roadmap, whether it's use cases, whether it's customer successes. So definitely bookmark the Yammer blog, the Twitter handle, whatever is your favorite social tools, so you can stay up to date. And it's not just at the next SharePoint conference that you discover some of the great love that we've been baking back in Redmond. Now with that, let's wrap up. What have we learned today? Hopefully, I've answered the question of Go Yammer and why we've been making that recommendations. I also want to step back that people thought we're going to do the obvious, which is let's just bring Yammer and replace the SharePoint feed. Let's just work on the single identity. well, yes, we're going to do the obvious. We actually took a couple steps back and say, how can we really introduce Game Changer to really help you get work done? And that's what inline social experiences, that's what groups, and that's what the office graph on Oslo are trying to tackle, to help you work as a network. With that, just to be crystal clear, go Yammer. Woo! Enjoy the conference. We'll be here for Q&A, and have a great week.